Om Shanti. 9th December 2018, a Sunday. The blessing is, may you be filled with the newness and speciality of combining your thoughts and words and thereby perform magic. The combination of thoughts and words works like magic jadu mantra. By doing this, all the trivial matters of a gathering will finish in such a way that you will think it is magic. When your mind is busy having pure feelings and pure blessings, Shubha Bhavana and Shubha Duai for everyone, any upheaval in the mind will finish and you will never be disappointed in your efforts. You will never be afraid in the gathering. By doing the combined service of your thoughts and words, you will see the impact of such service at a fast speed. Now become full of this newness and speciality in service and the 900,000 subjects will easily become ready. Baba is telling us, teaching us to combine thoughts and words. When thoughts and words are combined, the magic would be created. By combining thoughts and words, and this is the service through the mind. By combining two things. So when you combine thoughts and words, what does it mean? How should be the thoughts and how should be the words? If the thoughts are powerful, if the thoughts are positive, automatically the words that will flow out from the mouth would be positive and powerful. So combining these two things will create a very strong service. So five things will happen when you try to combine these two things, or when you have pure feelings and pure blessings for everyone. Just as in yesterday's blessing we saw, Baba said the definition of Mansa Seva is pure feelings, good wishes at all time and for every soul. Also giving out blessings. So that is the definition of Mansa Seva. Today Baba is saying, when you combine your pure thoughts and good wishes with powerful words, the first thing that happened would be mind. All the upheavals of the mind, all the hulchal of mind will finish. At present, the mind is restless. At present, mind is in the stage of upheaval because of waste thoughts, because of negativity. So that's why Baba is saying, you have to combine your powerful thoughts with your powerful words. So the task is to generate powerful thoughts. To generate powerful thoughts. To create powerful thoughts. If the thoughts are powerful, automatically the words would become powerful. And when the thoughts are powerful, all the upheaval of the mind would cease. At present, mind is in the stage of restlessness. Extremely agile, nimble, jumping from one place to another, flitting from one thought to another, and creating a total stage of confusion, anarchy, and disturbance. So when thoughts are made powerful automatically, the first effect would be on the mind. The halchal, the upheaval of the mind would cease. There are thoughts like, I can't do, it is very difficult, who has done, I don't know how to do it, I am not sure. Such thoughts would make the mind weak. And in today's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, your problems are the creation of your internal weakness. Your problems are the creation of your internal weakness. Your problems are the creation of internal weakness, and that's why Baba said they are Mickey Mouse. Problems are Mickey Mouse. They are like lizards and scorpions. They bite you. They are like lizards and scorpions. So they bite you. But who has created it? You are the creator. You create those thoughts and then you suffer. It is the creation of the weakness within. In one of the Avyakta Sandesh through Dadi Gulzar, Baba had said, in the morning become Master Brahma. Throughout the day become Master Vishnu. And at night become Master Shankar. In the morning, create very powerful thoughts by becoming Master Brahma. Then throughout the day, sustain those thoughts by becoming Master Vishnu. At night before sleeping, check your day and destroy all the negative, all the waste thoughts. And when the day comes, new day, you begin the day as if a new angel has arrived. And in Baba's word, Brahma se Brahman padare, as if from the Brahma, Brahmins have incarnated. This is how you begin the day. Not from Shri Baba is not arriving from Brahma. Brahma se, from Brahma, Brahmins have descended. Begin the day that way. These are Baba's words from one of the Avyakta Sandesh, year 2000. So, creating positive thoughts and combining those thoughts with powerful words, automatically Jadu Mantra, the magic, would be created. This is a magic wand. So the first thing that will happen would be the mind would become free from all upheavals. First, this is the first thing that happens. The second thing would be regarding effort. What will happen in effort? You will never get disheartened. You will never get disheartened as regards efforts. Otherwise, if you analyze each and every soul, somewhere or the other, person gets disheartened. Somewhere or the other, always that sorrow is there that my efforts are not up to the mark. Somewhere or other, everybody is having a sort of spiritual depression regarding efforts, because efforts are not as they should be. Because there is some amount of oblivion, forgetfulness about many things. There are different words like soul consciousness, then there is a God consciousness, and there is the body consciousness, and there is unconsciousness. So some are unconscious, Some are semi-conscious. And some are in the stage of super-consciousness as well. Only few are in that those stages of soul consciousness, God consciousness, drama consciousness, home consciousness, that this is not my home. My home is somewhere above. I am not here. I have to go back. Yesterday Sakar Murli Baba said, only those brides, which brides can go back? Which brides can go back and which brides would not go back? Whose lamps are ignited, only those sajniya, only those brides would go back. Otherwise, those brides whose lamps are extinguished, they will not go back. So, consciousness of return journey, drama consciousness, our special part consciousness, that my part is very special. In today's Avyakta Murli, while talking with New York group, Baba said, you are very special. You have come for a special part. And you are the children of the elevated Father. So your actions, your deeds, your thoughts and everything should be very much elevated. So, regarding efforts, somewhere or the other, Madhuban consciousness is one more thing. Baba has used 5 words for Madhuban in today's Murli. What are they? This is a very powerful place. This is a very, very powerful place. This is the place where you receive blessings. This is a place where you receive blessings. This is a place where you have elevated company of great souls. This is the only place where you get elevated company. Then this is a land of transformation. Here in this land, souls come and they undergo a sea change, a cataclysmic change. Then this is a land of Madhuban. Baba said this is Madhuban, where 2 things are combined, sweetness and vairag. And then this is a land where you experience the 6th, all the attainments. Now, this is known as Madhuban consciousness. Are we conscious that we are staying in the Madhuban? When Baba has just said one line, that this is a land where you receive blessing, have I received blessing? This is a land where you undergo transformation, have I undergone transformation? Where this is a land where you get company of elevated soul, am I staying in the company of elevated soul? This is the land where you achieve unlimited attainments. Have I achieved that? This is a land where you become powerful, and this is the land which is known as Madhuban. So all the 6 names of Madhuban. This is how Murli starts. So have I become the embodiment of that? This checking. So as I said, morning Master Brahma, afternoon Master Vishnu, at night become Master Shankar and destroy whatever negativity that came. And early in the morning, Brahma se Brahman padhare. From the Brahma, Brahmins have descended. This consciousness. So, the second thing that will happen because of powerful mansa, powerful mental mindset would be, in efforts you will never get disheartened. In efforts, never those thoughts of depression will peep in. So in the mind, no upheaval. In the efforts, no depression. And third, in the gathering, sangatan, you will never get afraid. What are the causes of fear in the gathering? The causes of fear in the gathering. Baba said because of Mansa Seva, the third thing that will happen would be in the Sangatan the fear would will finish. You will not have fear. What sort of fears? Conflicts. Fights. and opposition. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, for the outside people, first they abuse before they start opposing. First they hurl abuses before they start fighting. So what are the causes of fear in the Sangathan? Yeah. Fear in the Sangathan. Fear in the gathering. Comments. Blame game. Opposition. Criticism. Scathing remarks. Mudslinging. Casting aspersions on each other. So these are the different things. Seeing defects. Seeing their faults. And gossiping, gossip mongering, these are the sins of the gathering. Sins of the gathering. Sangathan ke paap. And where paap is there, baap is not there. And where baap is there, this is how Baba has defined sin. Sin means father is not there. He's gone. His company is not there. That is the place where sin is committed. So in the gathering, there is a fear. So when there is a relationship of love and cooperation and respect, love, cooperation and respect amongst each other, there won't be any fear of such mudslinging, taking pot shots at each other, taking jibe at each other, all those things will vanish. So the third thing that will happen because of Mansa Seva is fear of the gathering, fear in the gathering, fear within the gathering would go away. The fourth thing that will happen would be service. Service will become vihang. Vihang means bird-like, very fast. Right now the service is going at a snail's pace. Because thoughts are not powerful. Because they do service, but then there are people who keep on thinking negative. It will not work, it will not happen. We have seen many times it has not happened. So you know, every success should precede positive thought. Every success should be preceded by positive thoughts. Without positive thoughts, success cannot come. No matter what is the situation, positive thoughts have a lot of energy. They would change the circumstance. They would change the situations. Such tremendous power, energy, unprecedented power is hidden in the positivity. So, the fourth thing that will happen will be the speed of service. Speed of service would become faster. Right now, whatever service we are doing, Baba has said that the only fault with the service is that mind is not powerful. And the service which is done just like that would be called a social service, simple social service. Everybody is engaged in social service. But that should become spiritual social service, not just the simple service. Without yoga also you can do service, without jnana also you can do service, but that will be simple social service, not spiritual social service. So for spiritual social service, mindset has to be very very strong and the words have to be very very strong. So the fourth thing would be speed of service, and the last, your subject of 900,000 would be created by Mansa service. So these are the five things that will happen. And Baba said this will work like magic, jadu, mantra. But combine two things. Combine your thoughts with your words. Align your thoughts, words and deeds. At present the upheaval is because of disalignment. Misalignment of thoughts are going on in one direction. Words, they are following some other course, and actions are on a complete auto mode. They are working on their own. They have no relations. All the three are going in three different directions. So combining thoughts and words, the first thing that will happen would be mind would become stable, calm, quiet. Otherwise, such a mind would keep on generating problems. And Baba said, these problems would bite you like lizards and scorpions. And they will become Mickey Mouse. Rather than playing with it, you will get hurt, disturbed, rattled by those problems. And all problems are the result of our own weaknesses. The generation of the creation of weakness is problem. That's why I become embodiment of solutions, Samadhan Swarup, and not the embodiment of problems, Samasya. Those who are embodiment of problems, they are children. They are in the stage of a child. They have yet not become you are youth. To become youth means to become Mahavir. To become youth means to become Chakravarti. To become youth means to become Mayajit. To become youth means to become embodiment of solutions. And not just youth, Baba said, Vanaprasthi, ahead of that. You have to go back. I have to go back. Finishing all the accounts here. So finish the upheaval of the mind. Finish the disturbances of the mind. By making the thoughts powerful. That's why all efforts should be at the level of thought. All efforts should be at the level of feelings. If you see and record all your words throughout the day, everybody is doing powerful Amrit Vela and then powerful Murli Chintan, but what about the day? If you record all those words and then listen to all those words, you will find they are filled only with negativity. You will find that more often than not, there are traces of waste. And you could have done without it. You will find that how many times feelings have changed for the people around us. If you make a checklist, you know, in any... they make a checklist. Make a checklist. In that checklist, write at least 10 types of thoughts. Positive thoughts, negative thoughts, self-victimization thoughts, blame game, anger, revenge, waste, and pure, and as per Srimad and soul conscious, make a checklist and then check what was the quality of thought which was generated out of these. And daily do the marking and you will find such a mind will never get any accreditation from God. Because the checklist is not complete. Checklist of thoughts. Not just this, but about even the messages in the Brahmin family which are circulated between here and there, you will find in those messages, you can make a checklist. Okay, so Shilbhai can do that. Make a checklist. If somebody sends any message, we will send them checklist to him. Please tick mark what quality is this. Please check, please tick mark and then send your message. Is it blame? Is it self-victimization? Is it negative? Is it positive? It is pure? Is it as per Srimad? Or it is waste? First tick mark along with the message you send, then we will decide to answer or not to answer. Please tick mark the quality of the message which you are sending. Divya chat. Yeah, that is there. That is going on for a long time. That is different. I am talking regarding messages. So, if you record our words, not the classes. Classes, everybody will speak nicely only. I am talking of when you are on the work front. When on the action mode, that time record everything that is spoken and then see and then compare and you will find they are not as per to the mark. So, five things will happen because of Mansa Seva. When you try to combine thoughts and words, what Jadu Mantra will happen? The first magic would be upheaval of the mind will stop. The second would be efforts, there would not be any depression. You will not get disheartened in efforts. Because thoughts are powerful, so efforts, you will have a deep sense of satisfaction also. Otherwise, every Brahmin soul suffers from that deep sense of dissatisfaction. Amrit Vela is not powerful. Amrit Vela, I slept. Amrit Vela, it was sleep, total slumber. Amrit Vela, waste. Amrit Vela, negative. And even after Amrit Vela, many people go to sleep. And when even after Amrit Vela, many people engage in reading news and social media and so many things. The octopus grip of social media. The octopus grip. 8 limbs of social media. First, internet, TV, mobile, and then your online games, online news, online shopping, messages, social media will cover chatting and everything. So this is an octopus grip where it grips you. And one is lost. Time wasted. Thoughts wasted. Forget time. The most important thing is thought. Thought is wasted. So, in efforts, there won't be any depression. The third thing would be in gathering, there would be any fear. Otherwise, in the gathering, there is some amount of consternation, always. Some fear, insecurity. What others would say, if they get to know. All such things go on. Then, fourth, the service would become vihang. The service would become very fast, bird-like, very fast. Now the service is going at a snail's pace. The service will become fast. And the fifth is, you will create your 900,000 subjects. 9 lakh praja, that would be created. So this is today's blessing. I'll read it again. The combination of thoughts and words work like magic. By doing this, all the trivial matters of the gathering will finish in a way that you will think it is magic. So when your mind is busy having pure feelings and pure blessings for everyone, the first thing would be any upheaval of the mind will finish. And then you will never be disappointed in your efforts. And third, you will never be afraid in the gathering. And then by doing the combined service of your thoughts and words, you will see the impact of such service at a fast speed. And last, now become full of this newness and speciality in service. Baba said this is all newness and speciality of service, and the 900,000 subjects will easily become ready. So you will be creating your praja or subject. So the blessing is, may you be filled with the newness and speciality of combining your thoughts and words and thereby perform magic. So you will become spiritual magician, spiritual Harry Potter. Om Shanti.